Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Monday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. Great to be back with you guys, back from vacation. We got a lot to talk about today on the show. Obviously, we'll dive in to the NBA and NHL playoffs. We have two more games tonight in the NBA and the NHL. We'll give out some best bets in both of those sports. Also talk some Major League Baseball. It's been a while since we've dove into the futures market. We got a lot of shuffling amongst a lot of these divisions, so we will dive in to all of that. We will also talk to our guy Johnny V today. Got to get updated on what's going on in college baseball. Final week of the regular season. We'll get his thoughts. And then also the second major of the year in the PGA Tour in golf. We got the PGA Championship this week out in Quail Hollow. We'll start with some initial thoughts in the world of golf. Jake Kasan will join us later on in the show, and then we will end with our best bets of the day. As always, any questions, any comments, any thoughts that you guys have for us, let us know. Send them in to us at the BetMGM Network on YouTube, on Twitch, on our live stream on X as well. Anything that's on your guys' mind, send it to us. We'll get to them over the next 30 minutes. And if you miss any part of the show as well, we got you covered. You can go back and listen. The Send It In podcast, it's available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get rolling, though. On a Monday, Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line, check in with our guy, Johnny Venezia. You can follow him on X at @JohnnyVTV, host of the Breaking Bet podcast. Johnny, we are getting closer and closer to postseason baseball. Final week of the regular season. A lot of big series upcoming over the next few days. I want to start, though, by looking at the futures market, right? Last time we had talked, it was Tennessee, it was LSU, it was Texas is kind of the teams that you were eyeing. Johnny, I look at BetMGM now. The Arkansas Razorbacks are now the clear favorites at 4-1 to win it all. In your opinion, do you think that the Hogs at this point in time are the team to beat right now in college baseball?
Paige, great to have you back, brother. You went to ITAL, the motherland, dude. Very jealous. Wish I could have tagged along with you. And crazy to think that the regular season of college baseball is coming to a close 1 week from now. It's been a quick year, as it always is, but it's been profitable and enjoyable. Let's get to business here. Arkansas Razorbacks was a team that was my preseason pick to win it all last year. They disappointed me. And coming into this year, I didn't really buy them. I thought they would be good, you know, top 10, top 5 team is definitely in the cards, but did they have enough to make that run into Omaha? And truthfully, they're an Omaha caliber team. I mean, they're probably going to be a top 4 seed hosting, so they'll have a regional and a super regional considering, you know, if they can get out of their own regional, which they haven't been able to do the last 2 years. I just don't think that this is the team to beat. And it's not because they're not good. I just don't know if they have that extra gear that we've seen all these winners in previous years have. Like, there's something missing from the Razorbacks. And you look at the SEC play, they really haven't beaten anybody. They don't have a legitimate series win. at least in my opinion. I mean, they went on the road and swept Vandy, which is impressive. But other than that, off the top of my head, I don't think they have something that I would consider like, yeah, they went in, they beat LSU. Let me rephrase. They did beat Texas. That was a big win. But the Longhorns team has changed. When they lost Jared Spencer, they completely had to revamp their pitching staff, and it's not worked. And yes, that's an impressive win, but I think there's something missing from this Razorbacks team, especially considering the fact that they're 5-1 or less pretty much everywhere. It's not a bet you can make.
Yeah, I agree with you. That was a surprise, Johnny, coming back, obviously, before we were talking today, looking at some of these teams, looking at the odds, to see Arkansas as the favorite. I was a little stunned by that. So they right now at BetMGM, again, plus 400. They are your favorite to win it all as of now. A team that we have talked about every time that you have come on, Johnny, a team that you are heavily invested in, the Texas A&M Aggies at 14-1. I know you're going to be doing some sweating this weekend against Georgia, a massive series for the Aggies. Johnny, they're coming off getting swept by Missouri, which did them no favors. However, BetMGM still has Texas A&M at 14-1 to win it all. So right now, what are your thoughts on A&M? Because clearly BetMGM feels like if the Aggies get in, they're still more than good enough to win the whole thing. Where are you on A&M? Do you think they need to win the series this weekend against Georgia? Do they need to do some damage in the SEC title game? And if they do, do you still feel like this team is good enough to win the whole thing?
The Aggies are a team I've stuck up for all year. Going back to January, it was LSU, A&M, Virginia as the big three preseason teams that I loved. Texas, I really liked Texas, but I didn't love them to the level that I had the other three. And this weekend, it's it. What are you going to do? And it's not even because I'm sick of them. They're not getting in. They're done. They shouldn't be called the Texas A&M Aggies anymore. They should be called the Texas A&M Quitters, because that's what they did over the weekend. 0-24 Mizzou comes into your building when you have your own destiny in your hands after stealing a series against top five LSU, and you lay a goose. You don't even show up. You completely blew the game Friday that looked like it was a rocking chair. And then Saturday, you score one run, and then Sunday, you get boat raced 10-1. They scored two runs combined Saturday and Sunday. That's disgusting. It's not a talent thing. That's an effort level. That's a care level. That's a desire to win. They don't have it. This team has no guts. They have no heart. You don't lose a series like that to Mizzou at home with so much on the line, where if you swept that series, you're in. You're in. You got the field of 64, and then we're in business here. You don't lose that series because of talent. You don't lose it because any other reason than you just didn't want to show up and you don't care. That's the truth of it. I personally think there's no way they're getting in, but I'm not a committee member. If they went on the road and they took two or three from Georgia, and then maybe they took two in the SEC tournament, then maybe the committee will say, hey, listen, it's still A&M, preseason number one, a lot of talent. We'd rather have a team like this in the tournament than like some rando mid-major. Like, that's a possibility. But the way they're playing, they don't want it. They don't have any desire to win. So, listen, off talent, if they got in, sure, could they make a run? We've seen it a million times where it's always like one of the last four teams that barely gets in and then makes that run. But it's in here. It's not talent. It's here. They don't have it in here.
Talking with Johnny Venezia here on Send It In, host of the Breaking Bet podcast. Johnny, A&M right now, one of the six SEC teams that are the favorites to win the college baseball national championship. You got Arkansas, who we discussed, LSU, Tennessee, Texas, Georgia, and then A&M. Mm-hmm. Those are the top six all SEC teams at BetMGM to win it all. Johnny, if I asked you to not pick an SEC team to win a title, if you could take anybody else in the country that wasn't an SEC team, who would be the team that you would like?
That's a tough one. But, you know, I think it's probably got to go with the ACC. Nobody in the Big 12 is really like, yeah, they got the juice to make that deep run, at least in my opinion. Big 10, same story. Mid-majors, I don't really buy. I mean, I think Coastal's interesting, especially because they have a legitimate pitching staff for the first time in I don't remember how long. But I think it's really the ACC by default. Florida State, last year was their chance. And I know they have a good team, but if they didn't do it last year, I don't think they'll be able to do it this year. That bullpen is not good, and that's mm-hmm. the bottom line. I like North Carolina. North Carolina is a team that I believed in coming into the year as a co-winner with Virginia in the ACC. They were a preseason top eight national seed for me into Omaha. And they're playing really good baseball. They blew the game on Saturday against NC State, and they didn't end up even playing a game Sunday because of weather. So they split with NC State, but the Tar Heels pitching has gotten really, really dangerous over the course of the year. They have a legitimate three-punch rotation with Jake Knapp as the one, Aiden Haw as the two, and Jason DeCaro, who could be a top arm off the board next year, as the three. The bullpen's not as good as last year, but it's solid. And the offense has really gotten hot. So I think the Tar Heels can definitely pose as a legitimate non-SEC threat, maybe the biggest non-SEC threat right now on the board.
Johnny, real quick, we got a question from our guy, B-Mills. He wants your thoughts on the Iowa Hawkeyes. He said nobody believes in them. They have an ace. They can score some runs. Are you a believer in Iowa at all?
No, they haven't beaten anybody. Iowa, I mean, Obermueller has been great this year, and honestly, their whole pitching has been great, but they play in the Big Ten, and they didn't play anybody. They finally play Oregon State, and Oregon State, you know, puts the belt to the behind. And honestly, they got lucky to get out of there with a tie yesterday. So, no, I don't believe in Iowa. Maybe they can win a region, but it's just when you have to go against a team from a top team in the SEC or the ACC, it's really tough to do, especially considering you're likely going to have to go into their building for a Super.
Johnny, real quick, in about 30 seconds, again, it is the final week of the regular season. You're watching all of college baseball right now. Give us a team or two that you really think is starting to peak at the right time, that when they get into the NCAA tournament, nobody's going to want to see that team in their bracket.
The Florida Gators, man. You know, they were nine toes in the grave. We were getting ready to put the headstone on them. And Kevin O'Sullivan, the fantastic coach that he is, got his team out of the gutter, 1-11 in SEC. And now they're up 14 wins. Nobody wants to face the Gators. If there's one team outside of the ones that we were talking about that I would definitely take a ticket, it's the 30-1 Gators. They did this last year. They are marching towards something special this year. Florida's got pitching. They have hitting. They have veteran leadership. They have pedigree. The Florida Gators getting hot right now not only means they can get in, but that they might be able to host a region in Gainesville. Look out for this Gators team. It might go like last year where they make that run to the Final Four, maybe deeper.
Oh, I like it. Johnny Venezia, host of the Breaking Bet podcast. Make sure you guys are following Johnny on X at @JohnnyVTV. Johnny, we'll talk to you next Monday, my friend. We start looking at some postseason conference tournaments. We'll talk then.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Peach.
Absolutely. All right, guys, let's continue talking baseball here on the show as we go from college to the pros. Look at some of these MLB divisions here on Send It In. As always, any questions, any comments that you guys have for us, make sure you're sending them. Want to hear from you guys on MLB, NBA, NHL, PGA Tour as well. B-Mills, I see you got a PGA Tour question for us. We're going to get to that a little bit later on in the show. As for some of these MLB divisions, though, we'll start with the AL East. The Yankees, no surprise, they are the favorites at plus 185. I am looking to beat the Yankees, though, in the AL East market because they are just one Aaron Judge injury away from unraveling. Judge is having a ridiculous year right now. He's batting over 400. He's got 14 homers, 39 RBIs. He's quite literally leading the Yankees in just about every offensive category. We know Garrett Cole's out for the year. We know Luis Teal's still going to be about a month or so before he comes back. Judge is the entire catalyst for this offense. And if you look at his history, there's probably going to be a DL stint or two at some point down the road for the Yankees. So I think there is some value on some other teams in the AL East. And that team for me would be the Boston Red Sox at plus 300. Kind of a 500 team right now. I feel like they got a run coming in them at some point. Devers is really starting to heat up. Crochet's been really good. So I like Boston plus 300 in that AL East. As for the AL Central, the Detroit Tigers right now, they are the second lowest priced team to win the American League, building off of that great final 2 months that they had in the regular season last year. Then they made a little run in the postseason. They have arguably the best pitcher in baseball in Skubal. Their entire pitching staff's really solid. A.J. Hinch, one of the best managers in baseball. And even though this lineup doesn't really have any bona fide superstars, any household names, they just get it done. And they produce runs and they win ball games. They have an identity. They know who they are. At minus 200, though, I'm looking to bet against Detroit. I don't want to lay that kind of juice with them. The Cleveland Guardians were my pick to win the AL Central at the beginning of the year. And all this team does is just win games. They just win 90 games every single year. You're getting a nice price on them at plus 450. So I like Cleveland still if you want to take a shot in that AL Central. In the AL West, give me the Texas Rangers as a plus 300, kind of like the Boston Red Sox. These were two teams coming into the year in the American League that everybody loved. When we were previewing the season, everything you turned on, everything you listened to, everybody you talked to, it was Boston and it was Texas. Those were the two teams in the American League that everybody liked. And so far at this point in the season, about 40 games in, they kind of had similar type seasons. They're both like 500 type teams. They're getting some good performances from certain guys. Other guys are struggling at this point in time, but it's a long season. And I think Texas is going to go on a bit of a run here as we start to get towards the summer months. And again, Seattle's leading. Like, there's no way I can bet Seattle at plus 105 to win this division. The Mariners are one of those franchises. Until they prove to me that they can do it, I cannot bet them to win anything of significance, especially when they're only priced at plus 105. The Astros are certainly interesting. Their pitching's been really good. You would expect their lineup to start get going a little bit here. But for me, for the price that we're getting, I like Texas at plus 300. In the NL East, we figured coming into the year would be a three-team race between the Mets, the Phillies, and the Braves. Right now, it looks like a two-team race between the Mets and the Phillies. I still kind of like the Phillies, though, plus 175. Like, doesn't it feel like the Phillies have kind of had a really disappointing year up to this point? Bryce Harper's really struggled. We know Aaron Nola has not had a great start to the season as well. This team's still 24-16, so it's kind of scary that Philadelphia by no means is playing their best baseball, yet they're only a game and a half back from the New York Mets. And again, we're getting them at plus 175. So I like the Phillies in the NL East. In the NL Central, I think it's the Cubs. Now, the Cubs are minus 275 to win the division. There's no way I want to lay that kind of juice with them. I think the Reds would be the only other option at 12-1. You miss the Cardinals at this point. They're on an 8-game winning streak. Now is not the time to buy in on St. Louis. We're looking to buy low. We're not looking to buy high. And that's what you're doing if you're buying in on St. Louis. So I think the Reds would be the play, only 3.5 games back at 12-1, but ultimately I do think the Cubs win this division. And then the NL West, we know this is the best division in baseball. They got four really good teams. It's probably going to be the Dodgers that end up winning it, and that's why they're still priced like they are at minus 500. My hope is that the Padres can continue to keep pace with the Dodgers late in August into mid-September, and then maybe we get a cheap price on the Dodgers for them to win the division. But at this point in time, still no bet for me in the NL West. All right, let's talk some playoffs, guys. Little playoff page here on Send It In. We got the NBA postseason. We got the NHL postseason. Let's start with a couple of big game fours tonight in the NBA. Celtics and Knicks. This is the biggest playoff game the New York Knicks have been a part of in years. The road team has won all three games so far in this series. I wish we were doing a show during game three because Boston was probably the bet of the NBA season. Knicks go up 2-0. They're coming home. Everybody's excited. I mean, that was just so Knicks to not show up and get blown out at home. This is the game, though. This is the game. It feels like if the Knicks lose tonight, they're not winning the series. It feels like if they win tonight, Boston certainly could still win the series, but then it becomes a real chance that the Knicks actually might do this thing and might beat Boston. If they lose tonight, though, they're done. The Celtics are winning the series. This is the game for the Knicks, and because of that, I think you have to bet Jalen Brunson over 27.5 points. Now, he's been right there in a couple games in the series. He scored 26. He scored 27. But this is the game for the Knicks. And if they're going to go down, they're going to go down swinging with their best player and with their best scorer in Jalen Brunson. I would expect him to shoot the ball about 30 times tonight. We know Boston's a great defensive team. They have a ton of great wing defenders that are going to make it tough for him. But Brunson's going to be in attack mode. And if the Knicks want any chance of winning this game or hanging around, Brunson's got to carry him. So I like him over 27.5 points. I also like the Knicks +6.5 tonight, right? Look, Boston very easily could be up 3-0 in this series. They very easily could have won all three of these games by 20-plus points. The Knicks made those crazy comebacks in the first two games. So the Knicks really haven't played Boston very close for like all four quarters. They've kind of gotten smoked. And then in the first two games, they've just had great fourth quarters to come back and win the game. I think tonight, with the Knicks really treating this like a game seven because they know the importance of this game tonight. I expect a low scoring game. I expect it to be played at a slower pace. And I think it's going to be close. I like the Knicks plus 6.5. And again, I like Brunson over his points as well. As for Minnesota and Golden State, I like the Wolves tonight minus 5.5 against the Warriors. Curry's going to be out for his third straight game. It felt like game three was the game for the Warriors to get. That was the game to try and get without Curry, to try and get a split, try and get it 2-2 going back to Minnesota. We've talked about it on this show, man, the last couple of years, how great the Minnesota Timberwolves have been on the road with this group of players. They won game three in Golden State. I think they take care of business tonight. They got 30. The Golden State did out of Jonathan Kuminga. They got 30 out of Kuminga, 33 out of Butler. You would expect Jimmy Butler to show up once again. Can Kuminga give you that kind of scoring output again, though? No, I don't think so. I'll take Minnesota minus 5.5. As for the Stanley Cup playoffs, Caps and Hurricanes tonight, game four of that series, Canes up 2-1, and they are massive favorites tonight, minus 275 with the total of 5.5. I think this price now is disrespectful. I initially liked Carolina to win the game, but now that the price that we're getting at, I got to take the Caps here. And I'm not necessarily looking at the money line at plus 225, although I think you have to bet that just because it's way too high. But look at the puck line, plus 1.5 at minus 120. This has been an extremely low-scoring series. The Caps have really struggled to score goals. Carolina, for the most part, has struggled to score as well. So we could be very well heading for a 2-1 type game. Overtime, I think, is a good bet tonight. But because of how low-scoring this series have been, and because the Caps do not want to go down 3-1, I expect it to be played very tight. I like the Caps plus 1.5 at minus 120. And then Golden Knights and Oilers. When's the last time you've seen a total in a Stanley Cup playoff game at 7? That's what we're getting tonight off BetMGM with the under at minus 135. I think this is a great sell high on the total in this Oilers-Golden Knights game. The Oilers have been an over machine so far in the postseason. Now with Stuart Skinner in net, makes you like the over even more. The road team has won all three games so far in this series. A very, very important game for tonight between Edmonton and Vegas. So I like the under. I think it's going to be like a 3-2 kind of game. Give me under, lay the juice, minus 135 in Oilers and Golden Knights. All right, a promo now from our friends at BetMGM, an NBA odds playoff odds boost token. You can make a fast break for the action with an NBA playoffs odds boost token. Use your token to get a bigger payout on a winning playoff bet. All right, let's talk some golf. It is a major this week. We're out in Quail Hollow for the year's second major, which starts on Thursday. So on this show, we're going to talk golf all 3 days leading up to it. Just some initial thoughts, looking at some of the big names right now heading into the PGA Championship. I think you got to bet Scottie Scheffler, minus 110, top five. B-Mills, that's always a bet we love making every single week with Scottie Scheffler. Nobody's going to talk about Scottie this week going into the PGA, right? Everybody's going to talk about Rory. They're going to talk about Bryson. They're going to talk about Justin Thomas and the way he's playing. But nobody's going to talk about Scottie. Right? He's boring. He continues to be the favorite in all these tournaments. He's plus 450. He's coming off a win a couple of weeks ago. But this is a normal, where they're playing this week, Quail Hollow is usually a normal course that they play on the PGA Tour. And the normal courses that Scottie tends to see every year are the events where he tends to play really well at. So I think Scottie top five this week, minus 110, is a good look. What I'm doing with Rory this week, he's plus 500 to win. He's a four-time winner at this course. This is his best course on the PGA Tour, is Quail Hollow. And obviously now with winning the Masters, completing the Grand Slam, all the pressure is lifted off of Rory's shoulders. It's kind of going to be interesting to see how he plays almost carefree this week with really not a ton of expectations, knowing that he accomplished what he wanted to, winning the Masters and winning the Grand Slam. But now he's got bigger aspirations. Maybe he's trying to go for the Rory Slam and win all four majors in the same calendar year. This would certainly be the course that he would want for the PGA Championship. But Rory is notorious for being a slow starter in majors, and we talked about this for the Masters when he was plus 650 to win. I didn't want to bet Rory to win the Masters at plus 650, but when he shot an even par 72 after the first round and we got him at at 11-1, that was the time to bet Rory. So I would wait on Rory, see what he does after the first round. Maybe you can get an 8-1, plus 850, plus 900. You can get him close to plus money to finish in the top 10. That's how I would bet Rory for the PGA Championship. Bryson DeChambeau, B-Mills, I see you have a play on him, top 10. That is my favorite bet this week. Bryson top 10 at plus 100. I think that's an awesome bet. Think about what Bryson has done in his last five majors that he has played in, right? We saw him at the Masters where he was a tied for fifth. Then he missed the cut at the Open Championship. He won the U.S. Open. He finished second at the PGA, and he finished sixth at Augusta as well. Bryson's finished in the top six in four of the last five majors that he has played in, and this course sets up beautifully for him. You want to be long off the tee, and you want to have a good short game, and that is what Bryson does. That's where his strengths are in his game right now. Valhalla is also a great comp course where they played last year for the PGA. Bryson finished runner-up at Valhalla last year, so I think Bryson has a great shot of winning this week, but I think top 10, awesome bet for him at plus 100. Xander's another guy that I would look at as well at 20-1. Xander's just flying under the radar, right? Won two majors last year, then suffered the injury at the beginning of this year. Feels like we haven't really talked about him a lot. He's at 20-1. I think that's way too high a price. Xander has finished in the top 20 in four of his last five starts. And I just told you guys, Valhalla is a great comp course for Quail Hollow this week. Well, who won the PGA Championship last year at Valhalla? That would be Xander Schauffele. Why can't he go back-to-back and win the PGA Championship? So look at him at 20-1. And then finally, this is a narrative PGA play of the week at the PGA Championship. Jordan Spieth would be a guy that I would look at 50-1 to win. I also love him as a first-round leader at 50-1, and I would look at him to finish in the top 10 at plus 400 as well. Wouldn't this be so sports for us to talk about the Grand Slam and Rory finally completing it at the Masters, and then we go to the year's very next major and we get another Grand Slam with Jordan Spieth, who this is now the ninth time he has come to the PGA Championship trying to complete the career Grand Slam. I think Jordan's going to be in contention this week. Can't you just see it happening? Jordan gets off to a great start, or is in contention going into the fourth round, and we have all these storylines where Rory just won the Masters, just won the Grand Slam, and now we might get it again with Jordan Spieth. And Spieth's playing some really good golf. In his last four events, he's played really, really well. Some top 20 finishes. You think about sports and how these things happen, right? When you look at the NFL, we didn't have any teams that had ever played a home game in a Super Bowl. We got it in back-to-back years with the Bucks and the Rams. How about in the Triple Crown? We didn't have for over 30 years a horse win the Triple Crown. American Pharoah and Justified do it within 3 years. Sometimes it's just how these things work. So we didn't get a Grand Slam winner in golf for a number of years. Now we might get them pretty close back-to-back. I like Rory. I like Jordan Spieth this week playing really well. I think this course sets up well for him. He's a little longer off the tee than people give him credit for. And obviously Jordan's always got a great short game. So Jordan Spieth, I would look for him to be a factor this week at the PGA Championship. All right, let's get to our guy, Jake Gasan, who did a great job filling in for me while I was gone on Send It In. Jake, of course, the host of Bet Slips and Bat Flips, which you can catch right here, 1:30, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Jake, I appreciate you filling in, pal. How'd everything go?
PJ, we had a great time. It was an awesome 8 shows, 10 days or so. Had a lot of fun. I think the people enjoyed it as much as I did. I hope they did. So take as many vacations as you want, buddy. You deserve it.
I appreciate you. Well, great job filling in. I got a chance to listen to a couple of them. Excellent content. And Jake, while I was gone, the Twins and the Cardinals were playing some damn good baseball. They both won 8 games in a row. Which team are you buying into more right now, Minnesota or St. Louis?
It has to be St. Louis. Does Minnesota have the higher ceiling and arguably more talent? Yes. Now you might be saying, okay, then why do you like St. Louis? Because Minnesota's made of glass, PJ, not to use your name as a pun here, but they are. And Royce Lewis, great. He'll be healthy for 2 weeks, and we all know that something's going to happen that lands him on the injured list for 3 to 4 months. Same thing with Byron Buxton. That guy can't stay healthy. Same thing with Carlos Correa. And I think the Twins pitching staff is just really mediocre. Pablo Lopez has been good. So has Bailey Ober. But the rest of that is just very meh to me. And this is what the Cardinals do. It's the devil magic all over. And I have more faith that their front office will make the moves that they need to improve at the deadline coming up in a couple months.
Jake, what do we have coming up on the show here in about 2.5 minutes?
Oh, PJ, it was an insane weekend in college baseball, as I'm sure our guy Johnny Venezia told you. We have yet another number one overall team. The Texas A&M Aggies are dead. And, of course, we have a full MLB card to get to, including a new look at NL Rookie of the Year because somebody got called up overnight.
Ooh, all right. Looking forward to that. Bet slips and bat flips, of course, coming up 1:30 p.m. Eastern time with our guy Jake Hassan here in about 2 minutes. Jake, have a great show.
Thanks, PJ, and it makes me very happy to once again say love you.
I was looking forward to that as well. It's great to hear it, Jake. Great to see. Good, looking forward to bet slips and bat flips coming up here in about a minute. All right, guys, let's get to our favorite plays of the day. Real quick, B-Mills, I saw you had a question about Bryson DeChambeau and also Ludwig. Don't love Ludwig this week. Obviously, a guy whose game can always fit towards the majors, but I'm passing on him. Love Bryson. As for going streaking, give me Willie Adames to get a base hit today for the Giants going up against Merrill Kelly. Adames not having a great season, but he does have great history going up against Merrill Kelly. 7-for-19 in his career, so we'll take Willie Adames in going streaking. Jalen Brunson, I talked about it. Must-win game for the Knicks tonight. They're going down swinging with their best scorer, Brunson, over 27.5 points. Dog of the day, give me the Caps, +1.5 on the puck line at -120. Great trend out there about teams that get shut out in the postseason and then backing them in the next game. I think Washington plays well tonight. And then my best bet, give me Minnesota, -5.5 tonight against the Warriors. Just too much to overcome without Steph. Game 3 was the game for Golden State to get. I think tonight it's all Minnesota. Lay the 5.5 with the Wolves. All right, guys, thanks again to Johnny V, Jake Hassan for joining us today on the show. Jake's got bet slips and bat flips coming up. I'll be on You Better You Bet with Femi. I'll see you then. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.